ABHing, all right? You guys better ABHing. That's what I got to tell you, Scotty. Always be harvesting. But I don't know, man. I just harvested it. That shiz is a lot of work. A lot of work. A lot of trimming.
Come on, you got to do it like Alec Baldwin. Can you do it, Grambo?
What's that?
Always be harvesting, okay?
Turn beans up for closers.
Yes, there's the best like 8 minutes ever. I was scrolling the channels and stuff. It's called Glengarry Glen Ross. Yes. Just Google it. It's Alec Baldwin being the best.
ABC?
Yes, sir. Always be harvesting, though. I like it.
A little bit details on setting up the cost of a perpetual grow. Maritime Grower DGC chimed in, had a question on challenges with timing between clones and seedlings when perpetual growing. So let's dive into this, man. Let's help people grow the dank and always have some coming out.
Yeah, man. We have been talking about this a little bit here and there, and I thought it'd be cool to just take a deep dive into it. Everything from what it costs to set up a legit perpetual harvest and just what the benefits are, what the additional work is. Well, I don't know how to I should enunciate better what the work is. Ready?
There's a lot of variations of perpetual growing, in my opinion, as far as if you have other plants growing while your flower room's growing, that's, you're kind of growing, no, to some degree. I mean, obviously, there's some people that like to be right on time, but if you got a veg and a bloom, it's kind of a perpetual grow.
Start there. Even if you're cloning and then just raising, you know, if you're going into your main tent with solo cups, is that a perpetual grow? I mean, you are shaving a little bit of time on if you emptied that grow, started cloning and grew your potted seeds and then grew your seeds in the solo cups. So, I mean, anytime you're vegging and flowering at the same time, theoretically, is that perpetual? It's the idea anywhere behind it, man. The idea is to always have a veg, nice veg going. So as soon as your flower room is empty, as soon as you harvest, you can just take those plants out and put new plants in the flower. So it's kind of keeping that expensive real estate always going.
That's the way I like to do it, just to touch before we go into more details, is the way I have my environment towards the end of bloom, the last 10 days or so, my humidity's going down more, my temps I'm bringing down, and it's not ideal. Some people, as we're going to discuss, perpetual grow is you're taking two plants out every month or every, you know, X amount of time.
That's me.
Where it's hard to mimic, though, in the end of flowering, which isn't, you know, you have to, an absolute that you have to bring on fall temps, lower humidity. That's what I like to do towards the end of flowering, but not ideal when you have a perpetual grow where you're harvesting monthly.
Hey, and DGC, help me out with this. I have a perpetual grow going. I have a veg, a little closet, then a flowering that goes to, I'll call it like a big walk-in closet, essentially. I think it's like a 6x10. But I'm trying to, just what dude says. Dude had to bring up VPD. No, he brought up the differing temperatures. When you're in veg, you want the higher temps and the higher humidity, at least higher humidity. You can deal with 75, 77 degrees, but if you have higher humidity in veg and lower humidity down into 45, somewhere around there in bloom, you can get away with just sharing a similar atmosphere, I guess. So I guess I'm trying to do it with a fan. Turning the fan on, just using one of these AC Infinity fans, keeping moisture in my veg and then slowly exhausting it through using one of these AC Infinity 69 controllers. So 69, I think you have the 67 now.
Yeah, I'm at 67. Oh, 69. I think 67 was its predecessor. You can get you updated. Let's throw in a quick comment here. How about we start with Maritime Grower, DGC Producer? What's up? Banner had made a poll about, hey, give us some show topics. We scrolled those comments, and this one was pretty cool. Maritime Grower, what's up? Thanks for the comment, buddy. My grow is perpetual. I have a 4x4 flower room, and I have the same size veg. I work with both clones and seeds, which is interesting for perpetual. It takes an average of 12 weeks for each flower and dry cycle. Okay. See that? Average.
I like this.
Who's got it?
Grandma.
A month bloom, maybe a little more.
Grandma, my grow's perpetual, you know what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Well, here's the issue. When growing from seed, that is the perfect amount of time to get ready for the flower room. The clones, on the other hand, that is way too long, and I say by 4 weeks. Here's the question. Is there something I can do for the clones to slow their growth. I can't start the clones later as I clone from the plants going into flower. So yeah, you are in a position there. You got to get your clones right away before they go into your flower room.
Yes.
But I can answer that.
I guess,
go ahead.
There's definitely things you can do. I just had clones that were in my clone dome, or not my dome, but rather the aerocloner for a month. And you can just let them grow in there. You can in the aerocloner, they'll grow big ass roots, but it's not a problem, man. It fills up a solo cup. Nice. But you can definitely take a couple to a few weeks, you know, up to 3 weeks, I would say, in an aerocloner. And then taking these things out of the clone dome and putting them in some solo cups is easy. I'll give you, you know, 5 teaspoons of grow dots. You don't have to worry about it. And I would just do something like that. If you really needed to stall things out, that's what I do. I put them in the same area as my clone dome. You can use those same lights. The little AC infinity lights go up to, I think it's two. I had them up to 200 PBFD. And that's another thing. If you get a good cloning chamber or good lights, that AC infinity kit is no longer sitting here. I actually started using it. Man, I'm impressed. It's got like 10 different light settings. Oh, look at you, Grambo. And you can adjust that. I put my light meter down in that thing, and you can adjust it from 150, 200 PPFD, less. So I go right in 150 PPFD of light after they were going. If you wanted to turn that down a little bit or just not turn it up, that will certainly slow your plants down.
So the issue, see, he's going from, I wonder if he goes into the same bloom cycle with seedlings and clones at the same time. Or is he just saying, hey, when I do seeds, it's the perfect amount of time, because seedling or clones are obviously ahead of seedlings. So that was my question. If he wanted to do, one thing I think some people do is over veg seedlings. I don't know if this will work or help your time frame out, maritime grower, but you can go into bloom pretty quick with a seedling. And that might be the case to where, like, okay, if you want more yield, maybe instead of taking a seedling and vegging it out for a month in a 3 or 5 gal, you could take seedlings to bloom in a 2 gal right away.
Yep.
Maybe just do more of them. That's a good way to, you know, have more seedlings to keep up with your clone plants. But I would do one or the other, as far as, I wouldn't want a mixed batch. If I'm trying to dial in a perpetual time frame, you really want to know how long these plants are going to take to finish, how long these, when these can get everything on their points, which, I mean, you can get into that as far as when they need to be moving or out.
Man, I'm thinking back to the guy that taught me how to grow back in 1991. And he just had a closet, and he was like, oh man, look, this is Burmese, you know, and he put it in there. He'd be like, this is, I think I remember, Northern Lights number 5. This is Durban Poison. This is Afghani. Dude, these strains have been around since 1991. I believe maybe even bubblegum, if I'm not mistaken. But he was just psyched to get them. It was a different level of sophistication. He had a light that was stolen from a car dealership. That's how you got the HPS lights back then. But that was, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. It wasn't that sophisticated of a grow, and he was super happy. He had a perpetual grow. He had another little part of the closet where he was cloning. You know, it's kind of cool. So it really depends on what you're after.
Yeah, I will say on top of that, before you decide to do this, perpetual growing for people, you know, obviously when you're in this and you're either on the legacy market or whatever, you want to turn out as much bud as you can, as fast as you can. You can get over and have too much weed growing perpetually as well, if there is such a thing.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is, man. And by the way, that's one of my Scotty Real 420 short forms is going to be how to judge the size of your grow according to how much weed you need. Because me and you are both there where we're like, I don't know, I have like a few pounds of fresh frozen that I'm supposed to process at some point. And I've got a bucket full of weed here that I just give people handfuls and jars of. So, yeah, you got to be careful also. You don't want to overgrow your appetites, your needs.
Sure.
So, yeah, don't take this conversation as advice on perpetual growing, but not that everybody needs to be a perpetual grower.
But you don't need to make your grow any bigger to be a perpetual grower. All you need to do is, like, I have a spot for 8 or 9 plants in there. I've decided to make a small veg where I can veg 4 plants at a time. And then once a month, I'll be harvesting, and then I'll be putting plants back in there. So it's kind of like it's not any more. It's just more frequent. So every month, I've got just 4 plants to trim, and I got nice freshies all the time.
Today's show is brought to you by Real Growers Grow Dots. Stop worrying about nutrient burn or nutrient deficiencies. Try feeding your plants with grow dots instead. Cardboard Worm says super easy to use and works really well. Healthy, huge plants and basically just have to water only. Right on. So if you're looking for the easiest way to feed your plants, check out Grow Dots. You mix them in once right at the beginning of your grow cycle and they keep your plants fed all the way to harvest. To see what other growers are saying, head on over to growdots.com.
Do you use one of these racks I see here? The heavy duty, this one's nice, man. This is actually looks like a rack.
Yeah, I actually got the cheaper. No, I have something very similar to this. And why I picked this one, this one's actually like $130 on Amazon. It's hard to find one that's truly 24 inches. When they're 24 inches, you can take your clone domes and put them deep in there. And it fits right into a 2x4 tent really good. But take a look, Grambo. Click that HLG. Click the AC Infinity clone dome if you would really quick. See that? Now click back if you would. Put that on the second of the top shelf. Yep. There you go.
Yeah, you're good to go.
You got your clone dome.
And then if you have
right
a veg area, dude, hook up. Like, look how low pro. This is a 65 watt here. HLG 65. Great little veg light. Super low profile. And you could hook that up, and you could have one of those middle racks with more space be your early veg.
I would take that and make that either my early veg or get a couple more of those and hang them down from, see that third rack up, that middle rack right there, that little bit lower. Right there. That's where I would hang all. I would take, they remove that other rack and make that my veg where I could grow two full plants in there. You grow two nice 3 gallons. You could fit a real bucket system in there. No problem. Grow two big plants and then constantly be taking those plants, throwing them into probably a 4x4. Because every month you can do that. So that means every month you're going to be pulling, theoretically, if you stagger them, it takes 2 months to flower a plant, takes 1 month to veg plants. So theoretically, every month you're going to be pulling, harvesting two out and putting two in. It's pretty cool.
You know, let me throw in quick, because I know we're going to be talking about a little bit of gear in here. If you guys are shopping with AC Infinity, we're talking about them. We feature them. We use their products. They got good stuff. Coupon code DUDEGROWS at their site. DUDEGROWS10 on Amazon. HLG, Horticulture Lighting Group, coupon code DUDE. All of them are listed on the pros list. If you don't remember that, dudegrows.com/pros, because I don't want to keep spitting that out as we feature this badass equipment throughout. So then you're going to need another area. That's all veg. That's your 2x4 veg where you have your clones in it. You have your veg area in it. And then you're going to need another bloom tent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say I'm talking here, but two times the size. If you've got a 2x4 veg, it's going to handle two decent sized plants. So every month you're going to be trading two plants. So that would mean you would need, since it takes 2 months to bloom, you would need double the size of a bloom tent. So you'd need a 4x4. Anyone agree?
I'll go with the 4x4 for sure.
All right.
I agree. And unless you don't have the space, you could do another 2x4 if you wanted to. It just depends on how much space you have and size container you're using and all that jazz. But yeah, a 4x4 I think would be ideal.
Yeah.
5x5 if you have the means.
There you go. There you go. So what are we talking about? We're talking a 4x4 and a 2x4. So I'm going to do the math on that. That's 6x4. That's really not so crazy. I mean, you can fit that. If you're going to have a 4x4 tent, having a couple more feet is not terrible.
No, not at all. And you can decide which one. And you don't have to do tents in this setup. They're just so damn easy and affordable these days, man. Tents just make, unless you're growing to scale. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, do you want to price this out? I was hanging out this weekend and I was like, what would a perpetual cost? You know, everything nice. And by the way, when we talk perpetual, I kind of think you need a drying tent or you need a drying area because you're going to be pulling stuff out once a month. It takes 10 days, 2 weeks to dry. You know, so that means you're going to have
timing, another style of perpetual. Like I was speaking earlier, your timing is that for me, I dried my plants hanging in my bloom room. It wasn't in operation. It was done.
Sure.
It was, lights off. Nice to do it in your bloom room because you usually have the environmental controls you need to be able to handle temperature and humidity for drying as well. As long as your veg just isn't sitting there waiting, and you're not holding anything up. So I like that timing myself. As far as having to get another tent, but I hear you. What we do is probably it's like $129 or something for a 2x4 tent.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to always have each of these things full and working for you. So even though, yeah, I was, all right, so here's what I got, right? I got $100 for the rack, and I don't know if we did the math on this. The clone setup is another $85. I did this 2x4 grow system. Advanced 2x4 grow system is $650. So it's got a light. Nice. And everything.
That's everything. That's like down to the scissors, the trellis, the containers, the light, the fan, the everything. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah. And then you get a, you're going to need another light for the teens. So I got a little $75 light, something like that, you know, for your solo cups and all that. I did try to think of everything, man. And then for the 4x4, I just went with, what is it? It's $1,200 for a complete 4x4 system.
Now, that's that's the pro system. I haven't seen this before. What does that mean if you want to be it? Because this, they have a 4x4 system.
A little better light. It's got a little better light to it.
Oh, yeah. Evo LED.
Yeah. And then I got $400 for a drying tent. Like I said, I went all the way with this, man.
Why do they say, is Australian carbon like the shiz? Because in the description, it's like Australian carbon filter.
Wow. Think of the surface area, man.
A lot of surface area in Australia.
Yeah. you should get some Corinthian leather, too. Comes out to about $2,500, $3,000, you know, all in with probably with a real bucket system and some newts and stuff. But right around $3,000. Yes, sir.
For people that follow the rules, plant count might become an issue here, no? I mean, some places are only six. In Canada, technically, it's four plants. I can't do perpetual with four plants.
It's four plants in Canada?
Three and four, baby. Love it.
Three and four. Plants.
Yeah, last I checked, I don't know, maybe it's four in veg and four in bloom or four something, but yeah, I don't think,
you know,
really checking it.
And that's the big deal, by the way, is I don't think people are checking it out. You need a lot of probable cause, or you need probable cause or a lot of reasonable suspicion anyhow, to come count your plants, man. So, and by the way, what are we talking here? You got four plants in bloom. You've got two plants, you know, mature plants in veg. That's six plants. You got maybe some solo cups going and some clones going. I mean, they're surely not so bad. I mean, there's the law and the law, you know.
That, grow a maximum of four cannabis plants per household, not per person, Scotty, per household.
Damn.
Wow.
But then again, this is still coming from, which I don't know if it's still in here, how to dispose of your, here it is, disposing of cannabis, and then how they recommend to mix it with cat litter. So it can't be like the leaves can't be used. So that's just how, like, they're not with it on writing some of this stuff up. Anyway, yeah, here it is. If you're worried about odors, blend it with water and cat litter and put it in your regular garbage.
That's not the worst, actually, if you have like a whole bunch of like larf and trim and crap, I suppose. That's helpful tip. Thanks, Canada.
Grimbo, make smoothies with it, okay, man?
Yeah, well, that's the Boulder way to do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Man. You up here in Boulder, you fancy boulders.
Anyway, speaking of fancy, like I said, $3,000 would get you, but it would get you 12 harvests a year. Yeah. What do you help me with the math here with the yields? I'm not good at this stuff. Big fat plants loading up a 2x4 tent. Two big fat plants every month coming out. What do you get?
I mean, out of my 2x4, I've been getting 2 pounds pretty
much.
Yeah, a pound of plant is fucking nuts.
What?
$250 per plant almost.
All right, say we're in Grambo land and we get to 2 pounds per harvest and you're harvesting 12 times a year.
No, I did the math wrong. A pound and a half. I'm sorry.
It's a pound. I'll go for a pound 12 times a year. You've got $12,000 a year coming out of a one-time $3,000 investment.
And good luck finding a good pound for less than $1,000 anywhere.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you're going to offset pretty cool. That. Like in 4 months, you're going to offset the total price.
Yeah, I just like the idea that it's freshies too, you know?
Oh, yes.
Freshies. What do you consider not freshies? Like how, if it's stored properly.
After a month or so, you know? I mean, if it's every 8 weeks. When it's
better.
I don't know.
I mean, your first month is like your cure. I mean, I'm not saying you can't enjoy it fresh, but your first, After a month or so. After a month of after the harvest or after it's dried, it's not that.
I'm in the looks, bro. I'm in the looks, all right? I want that bright green glowing stuff that got all the trichomes just bursting out.
Trophy plants.
Yeah, I'm in a trophy plants, man. I'm pretty insecure inside, okay?
Yeah, anybody, you're going to be saving money no matter where you live versus buying from a dispo or buy, unless you're just buying the bottom shelf, like crappy O's, you know.
What if you're hanging out? What if you're hanging out and you got a whole crew of people? It's me and Banner and Grambo and pretend that you live here. And I'm supplying, you know, we're just like, yo, we've got a grow over at Scott's house. He's got a back house, or his wife is cool with it. And it supplies all of us. You know, we each pitched in $500. You know, six of us came. We got this whole tent set up, and man, we get fresh harvest every year. I'm sorry, every month. Be pretty cool.
You could also just market yourself. Like when I lived in Littleton, I told Colorado there, one of my neighbors that toked. And I'm like, my other neighbor, Tevin Todd's, I'm like, I'm going to have him build me a grow room, but I am kind of tight on cash right now to pay him in money and equipment. And I'm like, I know you like weed, you know, how about I grow some? He's like, sure. He gave me like a $2,500 loan to table back and bud after the grow.
Well, look at your shirt, man. I'm talking about advertising. You just wear that around.
That'll get some attention.
Listen up and please comment, like, and subscribe. If you guys are having a good time, enjoy, help us out. We'll help you out, help grow the channel and spread the word. I have a new website, man, dudegrows.ca. Yeah. And this is going to be where I throw up whatever I want to sell. But actually, I have Lost Coast Plant Therapy up here. But because it's Canada, it has to be called Lost Coast Plant Protector because they would not allow to call it therapy for plants.
And by the way, you can only buy four of those at a time. So, you know.
So if you guys are up in Canada, you want a great IPM product, kick it on over to dudegrows.ca. And lastly, you mentioned the shirt, dankweedtees.com. Hook it up. DGC producer, man. That's what it's about, man. We try to support each other. Come on board to help us out. We'll help you out. So go to dankweedtees.com. Check out his gear. Coupon code dude over there.
Now, you got to help me out. This is Dale's Dankness?
Yes.
Do I got that right? Okay. Yes. Dude takes care of all the business. I just show up for the show, so I don't know all this back.
A lot of people were asking about the More Cal Mag shirts.
It's awesome.
That is where you can get those.
Yeah. Yeah, right on. And by the good memes, I think I got some memes for him coming up, man.
Nice.
Oh, I already bought.
Appreciate you.
And bought all the rest of the More Cal Mags, just so it's more of an exclusive for the people that have them, and they're more valuable now.
Business savvy.
Can't get any more.
Corporate.
Wow, that's why they call you the dude.
All right, where are we at? What's going on?
Hey, I got something about keeping the grow space clean. We'll make this a very grow-centric show today, dude.
Sure.
It's talking about if you run. Yes, sir?
No, go ahead.
If you run a perpetual harvest, one of the things you got to worry about is the grow is never empty. So it's never like after a regular harvest, you harvest everything while it's in the drying room, you clean everything. You can bug bomb or Clorox wipe down the walls or whatever the heck you want to do because there's no plants in there. So when you have perpetual harvest, it takes a lot more discipline to keep that garden clean, that grow clean.
Am I reading Johnny Grow's comment here?
Yes, sir.
I'm not running perpetually until next year, but just curious in your thoughts of scrubbing, bleaching each tent before each transition. What's the best way to keep the grow clean while running always? Since perpetual, are flower tents more crucial to keep contaminants out versus veg? Much appreciated for any advice, gents. In between grows, so let's say I like in the tents to like clean the floor. Stuff gets spilled there, you know, I'll recharge, it gets that dark color, it's overwatered, it's on the floor, whatever. The walls, white mylar, I'll wipe down just with whatever. I'll wipe down with like a clean towel and some water. I didn't have any pest pressures. Now, don't get me wrong. This last time I did have some botrytis, some bud rot in my flower room. So I'm going to make sure I clean all the surfaces with whatever type of cleaning product. It doesn't have to be bleach, in my opinion. Just give it a good wipe down.
Really? For botrytis, I would go crazy if I had any kind of mold. I might set off a freaking Trinity bomb when everything was out of there. That is,
yeah, and go ahead.
I was gonna say that's a real thing. You know what else? I really don't like those Trinity bombs because they're really nasty. But
what is that? sometimes.
It's a bug bomb. It's an antifungal, sorry, not bug bomb. It's an antifungal fogger that they use. But man, ozone, you can buy on Amazon. You can buy an ozone generator for $75-$80. I would use that. I think it's anywhere between, actually, there's a question about it, man. Marvin Herring, 1782, says, Scotty, does ozonated water kill powdery mildew? Somebody's going to see this eventually and say something. I did see it. Anywhere from 2 to 10 parts per million will kill powdery mildew. The only problem is at 10 parts per million of ozone, you've got problems with it really hurting your plants. But out, if you're not in there ozonating water and then spraying or using that ozonated water is a really great way to kill fungus.
Yeah. And the thing with the, I didn't want to sound like, man, dude had botrytis and he doesn't want to clean. I'm going to clean my room, Deese, for sure. I'm going to be up against that spore is just in the air around here. Like I've always got it outside. You know, I talked to my buddy that's been growing here for 4 years now. He doesn't struggle with it at all. He's in the same neighborhood as me, same type of setup. And no matter what you're doing, you're going to walk from outside into your grow, open a door to get in there. There's no perfect, a spore is so small. It could just be like carried in with the breeze. It could be on you, whatever. But having strains that aren't susceptible to those type of issues is what I'm working on again. Now.
Yeah.
Anyway, just so people like do nosy. But if you don't have like any issues, spider mites, bugs, you've never had any mold or whatever, you don't have to go crazy with a fog or any of that jazz. Keep, clean up your plant material, wipe down your floors, your walls a little. Lights, that's something. Keep your equipment, man. Clean your equipment between grows if you can. One of my favorite tools for the grow and a lot of other things around the house is a little air compressor, one that I can actually carry around if I want to do something in a different area. Great for cleaning fans, filters for dehumidifiers, all that.
Spread those spores all around, man.
I don't know. It doesn't matter what I do, right? The spores are going to come into my room. It's just like, unless I had like some, you're entering a lab air chamber thing, and then I got to change my clothes in there. And it's like that, the butterfly world in Denver. Like you go into the middle area where the air is always blowing one way so the butterflies can't escape.
Yeah. Why do you think they do that though? Because it helps. If it didn't help, they wouldn't do that. Big thing is your shoes. So do you walk through grass to get to your grow?
No, it's just gravel, just driveway gravel.
Yeah, so that helps a lot. When you walk through grass, you can get a lot of stuff on your jeans or your socks. So believe it or not, changing your shoes and socks. Have you ever seen those baths they have to bathe your shoes before you walk through?
I have.
Yeah, but getting stuff on your shoes and socks is definitely an easy way to bring stuff in. But by the way, it doesn't
like to
take
your shoes out.
Yeah, I was just looking around. I keep one of those big things of Clorox wipes. It is really easy to take those Clorox wipes and wipe down a whole wall. I only have a 10-foot wall. Going to take like 5 or 6 of them and all of 20, 10 minutes to do it.
And for the people that actually go into their grow, like I know, if you're growing in a tent, you don't get into your 2x4 with your plants. Put a spare like pair of just slide on and slip on Crocs, whatever's really easy slides. I think they call them slides up here that always are there. Those are your garden shoes or slippers, man. Get some goofy ass fun slippers. I don't know. But those are the ones that just slip on and it's easy, or barefoot for it's usually a pretty cozy room.
I always make sure I dress in my Slipknot overalls whenever I go in my garden.
Dude, you are a Slipknot fan.
No, I'm just from their proud of them. They escaped Des Moines, Iowa, and they're the biggest.
They are from Iowa?
Des Moines, born and raised.
Wow. Good. Good for this.
So shout out to them, boys. I can't stand the music, but good on you.
Hey, have you been to a Gwar show ever?
Dude, no. I would give anything to actually go to a Gwar show.
They would squirt you with blood.
We can't even quote. What they do at Gore shows because we'll get taken back.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. Wear a white shirt that you're going to throw out.
It's like Gallagher with blood.
I went to a show this past Saturday night, day night with the wife.
Dude, like, called
let's see
me.
What's happening. Let's see what's happening in Bellingham. And there was like a burlesque show. I'm like, man, I haven't done that in forever. Let's go check that out. That's supposed to be some comedy, a little bit of entertainment, some flashiness, some dancing, this and that. No nudity is allowed.
Right.
But it was It was called Boss Bees. We'll say Boss Bit. We'll try and keep the show clean.
Yeah.
But it turns out I walk in, they're playing Pantera, and then I was like thinking of Grambo, man. This is such a weird atmosphere. It turns out that it was like, I think 8 out of 10 of the performers were, I think, men. One definitely had a beer. You could tell one had a beer.
My wife says, we're going to go to a burlesque show. It'll be fun. And I'm just like, everyone there is over 6'2". Every participant there was over 6'2". Just let it go.
Wow. It was interesting. Good time. It's good to see what do they call that? The counterculture or just differences going on, getting out and seeing, you know, people can be very interesting and see who's doing what.
Just glad to see young people doing something.
Oh, I got a lot of stand up from being there as well, but it definitely isn't for Dude Grow Show. So
stand up.
Working on my
Grambo.
I'll see you at open mic night.
Can the dude do open mic?
Dude, when you're here Monday, let's all go. Let's do a bakery freaking open mic night out of the club. That'd be awesome.
I'll work on it. Let's take the fall prohibition report here. Back on point with cannabis proposal in Minnesota would double the number of plants medical cannabis patients can grow at home.
Hey, proud to be an American. Nah, this is awesome though, man.
If you'd have to be medical cannabis patients be allowed to grow 16 plants under a bill of the state legislature, double the amount allowed now. So there's 41,000 people in Minnesota enrolled in the medical program that are allowed to grow. Do they have rec growing there?
I believe they do.
Come on, Grambo. I just watched.
I'll get him.
Rogan last night.
Dude, this guy will.
He doesn't.
Young Jamie doesn't do anything. All right, he just sits there and Googles. All right.
Yes. As of
this
August.
Is good. This is true. Anyway, this is cool. 16 plants is good. I could grow perpetually with that. I think that's an okay amount. The 4 here obviously sucks. What's it in Colorado? Six up to 2 people per household or something?
Yeah.
12 I think
it's, grow. Yeah, 12.
Doesn't total, matter.
6 per 21 and over person, 12 per household.
Right. Medical, Scott, you got a med, are you got a med card, don't you?
I'm going to check on all that stuff. I'm going to check. I'm going to call my lawyer after this, man. Okay, sure. This doesn't feel right, okay?
This is, I like that number. I still don't think there should be a number. To me, it should be, you should define what size space. I don't know. Let's get, what about wattage? Would that be cool? Ooh. Like, all right, guys, just let us know how many watts we can have. Don't tell me how many plants.
What about just not having them deal? Because that really does change things. Once you can't sell, the cannabis for a whole bunch of extra money, like kind of what's happening here, all of a sudden having a big giant grow with a bunch of extra cannabis doesn't really, make as much sense.
You're saying, how about just not have them deal? Is that what you said?
No, I'm saying if you get caught dealing weed, maybe you get in trouble. It doesn't, no plant count, but if you get caught selling weed to a cop, expect to get in trouble, right?
Oh, that's already there. I mean, yeah, those rules are already in place. I don't believe anybody allows they allow people to share. Like in Canada, we can share up to an ounce. We can send up to an ounce to friends in the mail, whatever. But I don't think any states allows payment for any transfer of cannabis without
that's
a,
my point.
Without a tax stamp, Scotty. It doesn't have to have a tax stamp on it.
Too. So stop worrying about plant count and start worrying about getting your taxes when people are trading cannabis. Think that'd be more fruitful.
Yeah, but the bottom line is it still is a commodity to if I was like the guy, a perfect example here, every Friday I get 4 clamshells of microgreens delivered to my front door. I pay him $20 a week. I mean, why cannabis should be like that too.
Sure, but that's a you were talking commodity. Corn is a commodity. There's tons of it and it trades, all day long, and there's people buying and selling corn.
What is the commodity by definition? I'm just trying to sound cool.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's a good question. Grambo.
Oh, Grambo.
Grambo didn't even spell it close, man.
I don't know how to spell.
C-O-M-M-O-D-I-T-Y, maybe commodity.
My one Achilles heel is I don't know how to spell.
You just got to yell stuff into your phone.
Yeah, I just get community. Right, I can tell you what community means.
Dude. It is a raw material or primary agricultural product that can be bought and sold, such as copper or coffee. By the way, this is a watch trading place.
Yes. Okay? Everything I know about the stock market, it's from I trading legit places. Learned.
All right.
Oh, pork bellies. I get it.
Cramble, what did you hit? Awesome. Just share your screen.
Communities.
That's what happens when you misspell commodity.
Yeah. You get weird communities.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of communities, let's shout out to some DGC, man. Yeah. DGC producers.
Yeah.
Kevin Coffee. Kevin
Commodity. Commodity.
That's a commodity.
'80s guy and Leaf Liquor. All right. I don't know if I want to trim with you.
Leaf Liquor.
That's got to be a lint liquor. Remember that commercial? You lint liquor.
No.
That's a thing.
What do you think, man? Should I just give it a whirl?
Yeah.
Ever you need. Ever you need.
Whatever you need.
Ever you need. Okay, I like it. And I like it. And the hydro couple. That hydro couple.
Well, that's romantic.
Yeah, right. And don't forget about
hydro.
Canna. Canna. All right. All the good guys use Canna. All right. So shout out to good guy Canna.
That hydro couple, hit me up over on Patreon, guys. All you producers, if you need something, send me a message over there. I've been checking on those, taking care of them. You want to become a DBC producer, bringing us into our 10th year here on April 23rd, dudegrows.com/realDGC. Come on board here, hang with the community. If you're growing the dank, it better be stank. So try to keep this right. I'm just kidding. If you're growing, man, if you are a grower, the money's going to be saved from Real Growers products or seed hookups. We have a whole happy hour every Friday at Scotty's Hut on two Fridays in a row. We might have to, maybe next Friday, we're going to say you can't. It's okay.
Banned. Just don't tell me. You guys call me up and I'm just like staring out at the sky. I'm just staring in the blue. And then, hey, we're hanging out.
Deals on Dude Grows merch. If you're coming to the DGC Cup and you're a DGC producer, I think you get 20% off your tickets, which is right there. $10 a month, dudegrows.com/realDGC. And I said it'll throw it in. DGCCup.com, June 1st, Saturday, Fort Collins, Colorado. Over 70 strains of homegrown cannabis will be on display, and everybody attending can toke on it. You walk around with your custom one-hitter and lighter. Everybody gets to be a judge. And party, man. We got some awesome vendors this year. We have 30 vendors, 10 more vendors than last year. Our tent 60 feet bigger. Oh, and it's a good time. If you come to add to your genetic collection, man,
yes.
Bring some money because there's going to be a handful, more than a handful.
Oh, there'll be plenty.
Yeah. Rare stuff that you're not going to be able to get. I have inside information. People are bringing rare stuff.
Yes.
Rare.
Yes. Talked to Taking Tops yesterday. Taking Tops said he's doing his own dab bar there.
Oh, yeah.
He's cool, man. He does. You say he does it right.
I got
man.
Some Taking Tops right in front of you, right there.
Right.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. It's like that people that have the type of tolerance, like I know, like Grambo, I think you got tolerance to everything with that, but that's not good to have that much tolerance. Not, I don't know, dude, because if you're going to go, oh,
no.
Let's go hit the dab bar and then walk around and also smoke 38 one hit.
Yes.
30, you know?
Yes. Dude, my mother-in-law must have hit the pen at least 10 times at Easter.
Nice.
Just at least 10. I kept on like putting it near her to see if she'd hit it again. And dude, she's on.
Those pens are chain smoking.
Hey, you know what she said to me?
Two.
She goes, oh, this is good. Is this Natty Rems? Like, she's in it now, man. She's in it.
I call this the walrus.
I would make fun of you, but I have a double cartridge. I have a triple one.
All right, comments. This is about winning the lottery. We're talking about some guy on the Saturday show. What would you do, man, if you just won $1 million?
A billion.
It's going to wreck you.
It is. $1 billion would wreck you. I'm being serious.
It's maestro. So counterintuitive, right? Yeah.
They maestro time in it. It says, no matter how much money I have or had, I always woken up looking forward to taking care of my plants. This is how I know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Nice, dude.
Wow. It is true, right?
I like it.
No, but the plants don't know. It is nice. Even my dog would treat me different if I had $1 billion, I bet, man. But your plants don't know. You know, you go in there and if you neglect them, they will tell you. You know, so it's kind of one of them things, I think, to keep you honest and to keep you grounded. It's got to be really hard to stay grounded.
Yeah. Yep. I like it. What's up, Maestro? Looking forward to seeing you at Minnesota Highlight. If I won that amount of money, I'd build as many homes that regular working folks could afford as possible. Developers would hate me. That's nice, dude. I like
that. That is really cool, right? I mean, how many homes could you build with one? We'll call it a billion after taxes, but that is $1,000 million. 1,000 piles of $1 million. You build $200,000 homes. Is that 5,000 homes? I'll always get math wrong on the show.
For another show. What's our kids' generations? Do you know what generation, like Y, X, T?
My kid is Generation Alpha.
Is that what it
That's
is?
That's legit. It rolled over. The last generation was Z. And now my kid, 4 years old, is Generation. And that's so baller. I love that my kid's Gen Alpha.
Alpha.
What's our kids, guy? Like at 20 years old,
Gen Z, or are ours Gen Z?
It could be millennial or Gen Z.
They're not millennials. I've known millennials.
Okay, I'm actually the first millennial.
Yeah.
Brutal. That makes sense. I don't like it.
Thanks, Minnesota High Life. Gen Z will say, "This is for another show." But I do get concerned, man. The cost of getting into home ownership these days. It's like, how are my kids? I don't want them to rent their whole life, you know. Used to be the American dream, Scotty, is home ownership. And I just see it fading and fading. It kind of sucks.
They call it the American dream because you got to be asleep to believe it.
Dude, sorry. You will own nothing and you will be happy.
Dumb.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Screw that.
I think that's Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, that actually says that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm laughing.
No, I don't either. It's the we. All right, where's the comma? All right, you take this one.
Oh, yeah. Where is the comma on this? This is from KBud3659. I like weed, MDMA, meth, alcohol, and tobacco are the worst drugs. I like weed, MDMA, meth, alcohol, and tobacco are the worst drugs.
I see it now.
I like weed. Help me out,
Grandma. It should be I like weed, period. MDMA, meth, alcohol, tobacco are the worst drugs. I like weed.
Are you sure? I put it right after MDMA. I like weed, MDMA.
Sure.
Meth, alcohol, and tobacco are the worst drugs. Sure. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. I like that my generation was named after X. Generation X.
Generation Twitter.
Yes. The police. Who does use Twitter? I have to know who uses. Nobody I know uses Twitter.
Nobody, because now they use X.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. That was your joke. Sorry. I don't know anybody that uses that service, but it's all I hear about.
Yeah, people use it.
I am using a comment here. This is regarding slowly going from 18.6 to 12.12. So I guess you're transitioning from veg like an hour a day. Like, okay, now I'm going to go 17.7, 16.8 until you get to 12.12.
Maybe. Yeah, this guy's cool. Mr. Puffin Stuff has given me a lot of food for thought on this kind of stuff. So, yeah, check this out. Read this one if you would.
They need to create a 30-day timer with like 40 or so separate settings. That would it would be way easier to set a countdown from 18.6 to 12.12. A weekly timer works great, but a monthly timer would be out of this world. I dig that. Yeah, as far as
it's cool idea, right?
I like, do you like the timers you mentioned that come with the AC and fitting lights? It's just you push button and it has like a 12 hour light cycle and 18, I think like an 8, super easy to just, you know, all you have to do is push it and see where the light indicator goes.
This might have to do with on the Scotty Real 420 channel. I make content over there. That'll be my shameless plug, youtube.com, Scotty Real 420. But I did one on DLI. And DLI is the amount of light that your plants can absorb. And then it kind of had an epiphany that when you go from 18 hours of light to 12 hours of light, you just shortened your your DLI, man. So you have to get that up by what? 33%. So you have to dial the power of your lights up by 33%. So I think we were talking about just doing it slowly but surely.
No, man, it seems like you're just wasting time to go to bloom. I want those babies. Bam. Bloom time. Oh, this slow transition. Now's the time to start thinking about pushing flowers. I feel like you'd add your flowering time doing this, basically.
Could be. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess more it's like tapering down your veg time. I wouldn't think you'd really go to flowering till 12:12. But yeah, thought it was interesting.
Regarding Dr. Bruce Bugbee, we've been discussing some of his stuff from the show lately, his knowledge about, and I think it came in the UV discussion we were talking about. And this is Daniel Martins 156. When are you guys going to do your homework and check out Dr. Bruce? So I did have some homework. Throw this link up here. Yeah.
I watch him while trimming. He's good while trimming, right? Him and Shane from, it's Migro, right?
Migro. I'm going Migro. I forgot. A DGC producer sent me this, and this is the Cannabis Science and Technology of Medical Cannabis Cultivation, third edition out of U State. I don't know what university that is.
Utah.
So this is instructed by Bruce Bugby, Mitchell Westmoreland, and Royal Haynes. And they talk about everything. Propagation, HID, LED lighting, pest and flowering, breeding, organic cultivation. The price is $1,500. And I believe it consists of, each section is comprised of 18 pre-recorded presentations. Each pre-recorded presentation, Scotty, is 20 to 80 minutes long. For $1,500, would you do this? I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just curious.
I barely watch a 12-minute video, so me, no. But this is, you know, this is the way the world is going. Now, you've got a kid that is college-aged. You can either send your kid to horticultural college to take a class or a bunch of classes on all this stuff, or find a pro in our industry, the leading person in our industry, for $1,500 to let you self-guide yourself through this course, man. And at the end of it, you have expertise. You have knowledge, man.
I think the price is fine if you want to do it. For me, the way I learn, or the way I want to be in person, I'm probably because I'm old school, like, my attention is going to be held better. My attention will be held better by somebody there. The 3D space. I look at screens enough. I don't want to learn from a screen for 20-80 minute videos 18 times. Also, as far as you mentioned university, quick hit on that. It's like, hey, if my kid knew, okay, I'm going here because I exactly want to do this, and they have an awesome program for it, I'm down for that. Because hands-on shit, especially horticulture, you know, being amongst plants, going in and out of greenhouses. Or like you said, working with an expert. Maybe you get a job at a facility that's going to willingly work your way up and see how things work and all that. But I struggle with the online stuff. And again, it just ties to my
different world.
Man, the damn screens.
It's a different world these days. If Bruce Bugby can go and teach a class, which he is a professor somewhere, or if he can take
university, Utah State.
If he can take that information and instead share it with thousands of people. And by the way, I'm sure that he's not getting paid a fortune for doing this lesson one time or going through the semester one time. So if he does it and gets paid $1,500 every time, I'm sure there's a whole social aspect to this and a whole, homework. And you've got other people that are also going through the course to work with. I'm sure you can come out of it. I mean, I don't know anything about this course specifically. Hi-C is one of the most brilliant marketers I know. He's loaded with face tattoos. He didn't go to college. He just decided that he wanted to start learning stuff and better his life, and he did it. And he is now one of the most sought-after marketers in the country. So you can do it. And this kind of stuff, you can do it right here at night. When you can't sleep,
I would have taken this back in the day, back in my like super hungry, like to learn everything about grow, like 2015 to 2016, 17, just not having so many contradictory, like there's so much, like you listen to one YouTube guy and he's like, oh, you should do this. You listen to the other. And then you're just that stress of one direction, I think, is worth the prize probably. And you'll pay yourself back. So what's quality harvest?
So you're going to do that. And then I just did the medium. Like there's 18 videos. I said, on average, each is 50 minutes long. That's 900 minutes of screen time, as I call it. Do you adjust other things in your life that like, that's what I wonder if you're spending too much time over here on screens. Then you're also adding this, a whole thing.
Screens are really the way, bro.
That knowledge in.
It does. I'm just saying you can't get away from screen.
I'm making you a shirt. Screens are the way.
Screens are the way to learn, man. How do you think that I learned all this stuff? Screens. You think I had somebody explain to me about Bacillus bacteria? No, I mean, I learned.
I totally get it. I'm just talking about the amount of time. How much can you handle before your brain starts to be like, okay, I've had enough of the screen in front of my face. I totally get you can learn from it. It is a valuable tool. You know, at what point when you add on a whole course of education that way,
do you see what
stop absorbing it?
Says at the bottom right here, it says you can also You can also listen to them while riding your mountain bike. It says it right there.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, this guy gets
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I think it's a cool offering. You guys, if you are interested, you can find this. I just searched Bruce Bugbee cannabis course, marijuana cult, whatever. Google will find it for you. Utah State University.
Yeah, I will say I'm not sleeping on Bugbee because Saturday morning I was watching one of his videos. My wife's watching like Below Deck or something in the other room. She comes in and it's just him at the whiteboard with just this crazy formula with mu and standard deviations. And I'm just like, she's like, really? Really? This is what you're watching Saturday morning? Okay.
I love that. Yeah. I love those moments. I actually like like those moments when people walk in. It's like, well, the theorem of the ratio of delta under the surface area.
Hey, I will say, as much as I don't want to sleep on Bruce Bugbee, and by the way, Bruce Bugbee has agreed in principle to be on the show.
Hey.
Amit from HLG reached out to him. We have been in email correspondence, but I guess the guy's kind of busy because I haven't heard back from him a little while. So bug Bruce Bugbee. Only come on the show, man.
Bug him.
And I will ask him about this. Come on, this is the best name ever, right? Blacktooth Grin.
Yeah. That's I actually re-commented a shout out to you. That's a Megadeth lyric.
Is it?
And smile, it's Blacktooth
Grin. Yeah, I used to know a guy named Blacktooth. Anyway, according to Dr. Bruce Bugbee, you cannot give your plants too much light, even at the seedling stage. Look up his videos. He claims cannabis is the Babe Ruth of plants and their ability to withstand light. Using a lot of light at the seedling stage is just a waste because most of your light is going in the ground. I disagree. There you go. I said it. I disagree. If that's what Bruce Bugbee says, I'm going to go against it. I'm sorry. I've seen it. And cannabis is sensitive to light. That's why you got to dial it up slowly but surely.
Yeah. And or you're just maybe they're taking it, but you're giving them too much. It's like you don't need to give them that much for the performance or for the stage of growth you're at. You're wasting money. All right. You formally disagree. I like it.
Yes. I'm just trying to troll Bugbee, get him on the show. No.
Debate. Did you ever do debate like in high school? Or I think I did defend like the first. No,
dude, they hit me in auto mechanics, man. They're like, you can graduate, man. You'll graduate. Don't worry, man. No, they didn't have me on debate. Hey, I got one for you, Grambo.
Okay.
Real or AI? Ready? I smoke. This is from user DX35. I'm sure it's good. Ready?
Sounds like AI.
We're seeing a lot more of that. It's weird. What's with the user? Like, I'm seeing that everywhere. Bizarre.
It's like, Yeah.
I smoke a clone with nobody else. And you know, when I smoke a clone, I prefer it to be top shelf. I just got it.
Is it a haiku?
It's like, I thought it was AI at first. I'm like, this makes no sense. I smoke a clone with nobody else. And you know, when I smoke a clone, I prefer it to be top shelf. That is not AI. That is George Thorogood.
Drink alone, I see.
I just got it, man. Golly,
that's a good song, a man. Clone.
That is a good song, right? We should parody that. We might have to take this and
one hash plant, one OG, and one.
No, man. All right, you can work the keyboards for it. You can play keyboards on it.
I got this next one from Easy at Easy Race here. Yeah,
whatever.
I think of the heart. Easy Razy, 8711. You guys got to ditch the bathrobes. The bare chest in your face while the video on is enough to make me not watch the video, which sucks because you got good info.
That is so funny. Do not tell him you can just listen to it. Oh, dude. Yeah, I just want to.
I guess. Go ahead.
I just want to just thought it was great, man. Easter was a few days ago, and the boutique grower says, due to such a hipster hippie Jesus. And it made me think of hipster hippie Jesus, man. I didn't know what to put on for Easter, so I put this on. It's just an Easter to Jesus screensaver. But he's good looking. Hi. Jesus. That's what I think of with hippie hipster Jesus right there. I just put on handsome Jesus. Handsome Jesus screensaver.
If there's any fans of Boondocks out there, you know what I'm thinking right now. Uncle Ruckus. I'll leave it at that.
I didn't know what to put on. My mother-in-law was coming over. We had people over, so I thought it was a good screensaver, you know? No?
I like it. It's soothing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You play the audio, too?
Yeah.
Anyway, and talk very well.
Yeah. If we were doing the school play, you might play Jesus, right?
Sure. I need to tell you, I wear flip flops. I've already got parley gosh in here.
Oh, man.
He kind of looks like dude. I could see it.
And dude is like the mellow sage of the group. He definitely is.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. In the news, can we improve workout? Some exercisers say cannabis eases their pain and anxiety and makes fitness more fun.
What do you think?
This is on a University of Colorado Boulder.
Wait, you left the last part out. Cannabis can make workouts more fun, but it's no performance enhancer. Mm-hmm. That girl does not look high, does she?
Hard to say.
Why does she have a belt around her midsection? Like she's on a treadmill.
It's very strange.
Jesse Falls.
This is Boulder, isn't it?
Probably.
Well, they did a study of 42 runners. Here's a quote from one of the researchers. The bottom line finding is that cannabis before exercise seems to increase positive mood and enjoyment during exercise, whether you use THC or CBD. But THC products specifically may make exercise feel more effortful, said the first author, Laurel Gibson. So I don't agree with that.
Effortful.
What is it?
I will say that when I'm really high and I'm like doing bench press and I'm like 10's good, you know, like it does not give you that eye of the tiger, I'll say.
Heck no.
This is perfect eye of the tiger,
dude. It's a good song. It's a good song.
We all know cannabis and music goes together very well. So if you have the right workout playlist and then you get a little high, like it all goes well. And like they said in this article, it makes working out like a little bit more mood enjoyment, positive, interesting. That's a performance enhancer, in my opinion. If you like doing something more because of the supplement, and a performance enhancer.
I think for cardio, it's a good performance enhancer. Grandma, will you hit that gong for me? For cardio, I think that you can just kind of forget about how much it sucks. No? Like you're going up a big hill or something like that, and you're just like, oh man, this is a bummer, but I'm still just looking at the sky.
And they have good tunes and have your proper running up the hill playlist song playing.
Yep. Yeah.
Or but no, some people that are purists, they're like, dude, you need music to work out. Like, I don't ever listen to tunes while I ride. And sometimes you shouldn't, probably depending on where you're riding or how busy it is and whatever. But it's like, yeah, dude, music's great.
Can you really feel much of a weed buzz when you're hauling ass on a mountain bike or when you're really exercising heavy? I think that takes over almost everything.
Yeah. No, for my sports, that was the same I compared with snowboarding. When you're moving at pace, you don't have to be hauling. But if you're just in the woods moving or out in nature moving, hiking even.
Yeah.
I've had the same thing happen with mushrooms where the mushroom buzz was like, man, this is pretty decent. And then once I got going, it was like, okay, didn't really notice it again until it stopped. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So, but there's definitely a fine line for some people with performance enhancing as far as cannabis goes for sure. But I dig it. The time I enjoyed it the most probably is like when I used to sometimes go to a gym and then it's like, you got to get to that step to get yourself out of the house to get to the gym. The gym's pretty damn boring as it is, but the high would help.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm looking ahead and laughing.
What do you got?
Okay, you want to do some shout outs before we hit? I got some just best of social media. Literally, is it real? Actually, almost all this stuff came from really good memes over at dudegrows.com. So thank you for hitting that up, man. I haven't seen Lemon GF was back. Very cool.
Shout out to Real DGC Slow Joe. What's going on? And Never Settle. 420. Hey, it's always baked, man. Always baked. Never fried.
All right. I'm working on this. Come on, man. Help me out with it. Grambo, come on. What do you got?
Frodanibus Groganics.
Frodanibus Groganics. That's hard to say.
Awesome.
You know what? Thank you, Tater. Thank you for having a nice, easy name. And my Gromy SC. Right on. Very cool. Thank you all for the support. It does mean a ton.
newgrows.com/real DDC. I got a video over there kind of explaining behind the scenes, and you can see all the DDC news and benefits. Come check it out, man. $10 a month. The dividends pay back double, baby. It's like investing in that good stuff. Well, that means I'm not really a stock guy. All right. What did you find for me?
Just Lemon GF is back, man. It says Macaulay Culkin looks older. And Macaulay Culkin does look weird as an old person, doesn't he? Home Alone 69, Lost in Weed. I found it funny, sir. I found it funny.
Anybody can get memes up, by the way, guys. Go over to newgrows.com. You don't have an account, coupon, or code to get an account is strain dependent. We're keeping the bots out, okay?
Come on, man. A little Dale's Dankness going on. This one's cool. Yes. It's just, what is that, Homer pressing the button? Mm-hmm. But it's the love button. What home growers use to crank out dank weed. And they use love. It's no secret here, he says.
That's what JR and Snoop say, growers love. Who's, is that Snoop's or JR's first? Who's
that is growing? JR's. I don't know. I know it from JR, but man, they might have. I don't know.
Snoop kind of adopted it as his personal brand, but I think it might have just came from the ether. You guys have been saying that a long
time. Yes, and the ether. Blame the ether, bro.
Oh, this next one's very relevant from last weekend.
Hollow or solid chocolate bunny, man. When you get the hollow one, you're like, oh, rip off, man. Yeah. Well, this girl knew what she was doing, man. Any plans for Easter?
Chocolate. That chocolate's nasty. I've had those before. It's like on the low end, I think.
Oh yeah.
Hey, speaking of a commodity, chocolate is one of those things. The cocoa nibs or whatever, the little seeds. Dude, it's gone up like double. They had like a drought in Nairobi or wherever the heck it is. It's probably nowhere close to Nairobi. But anyway, it's like double. It's like double now. I think a ton is up to like from like six. I don't know. It's a lot more. So your chocolate's going to be cut, man.
The neighbor put out some, they did a little Easter egg hunt. And then she's like, oh, I hung bags of chips, like little bags of chips in the trees, you know, to add in some saltiness for all the sweets they're going to eat. And bear came out, just started eating the chips.
Oh my
took
God.
The bag right out of the tree. He's like, thank you.
Canada's crazy, dude. Holy crap.
Grandma, click this last link for me, if you would.
It's weird. What is this link?
Not that one. Not that one. The other one, man. This one. Good day, dude. This look. Who is this by? A sober person couldn't do this.
Your mom tucks me in. Oh my God.
That's kind of creepy, right? Mom, if you're not high, prove it. And it's me going, ta-da! See? I'm not high.
Aliens,
man.
All right. Hey, if you guys missed our last live show, it was a good one. They're every Monday, 4:20. Click on that live tab and check them out.
Yeah, it was very cool, man. Colin brought a lot of seeds. Colin from Ethos brought a lot of seeds for the DGC Cup. Going to be putting them in the VIP bags. We got a setup for that. And it was very cool of him. He's very generous to us over there.
Right on. Stay higher, everybody. Peace out. And take her easy. Subscribe if you haven't.
Take her easy, dude. Grambo.
Yeah.
Y'all be cool.